This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hello, America. How you doing? Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. Today, a lot of people talking about Katy Perry surprising an American Idol contestant with a kiss when he said, of course, he said he'd never been kissed and never kissed anyone before. And she thought it was time to do this. I mean, kind of bold here, Brad, you know, when you think about it. You know, with all the hashtagging going around and, you know, celebrities doing things, crossing the line, well, Katy Perry felt like it was her duty to, you know, help this young man up, I guess. And, you know, he seemed like a sweet man. He said he has a chance to see a lot of pretty girls where he works. But, you know, of course, the conversation then goes to, well, you know, have you kissed? Have you ever been kissed? He goes, well, I got to have a relationship with somebody, you know, before I kiss them. And Katy Perry, you know, kind of goads him to come on over. Come on, get over here. We're going to, you know, make this happen. You can't be kissless in Seattle here. You know, we got to take care of you. So first it's a kiss on the cheek and then on the mouth. And, you know, this young man, you know, we can all, I mean, this is his, like his first kiss, although his friends, I guess, certified that it didn't really count as his first kiss. So I guess he's still good to go. But I'm sure this is going to be something that will get to him, you know, so, because after, like I said, you know, he complied and did go over after she said, hey, come on over here. And, you know, cheek and then a kiss on the lips, and it stunned, you know, the young man. He fell to the ground, had a gulp, gulped down a glass of water, and then go on with his audition. After that, you know, he didn't do too well. You know, I think it probably distracted him or whatever it is he wants to chalk it up to. But, you know, this is one of those videos that's going viral that people are going to be talking about. A lot of things that yesterday. And, of course, we still have some more cabinet changes, like the music plays, like musical chairs there in the White House. Lots of rumors about some new exits coming along as we had announcements of, you know, of course, of Tillerson leaving and Pompeo, you know, coming in, and also a new CIA, first female. Ben Carson, among those being said that could be looking for an exit door at the White House. You know, as well as General Mattis, even John Kelly. John Kelly, I would agree. Some pundits have said, you know, don't get excited. I think Kelly may eventually just have enough of it and head out the door, but not anytime immediately. You know, so the chairs are moving around and the music's still playing and people are scrambling. And, you know, along with that are all the other rumors of the palace intrigue of what's going on at the White House, that everything's, you know, in chaos and, you know, all that kind of craziness. Of course, we got some more follow-up on, you know, what happened in Pennsylvania. Apparently, it looks like Connor Lamb will win, even with the absentee ballots. Doesn't seem to be enough there to even give him any kind of chance. Maybe the only chance is a recount if they can find some irregularity. And they may just do that for the sake of ceremony anyway. And I know many people have also said that, you know, Connor, like as if he cheated or something, you know, he wasn't a Democrat. I mean, he's not a Nancy Pelosi Democrat. You know, he's probably more in the vein of a blue dog Democrat. Definitely had a handle of, you know, who the people were there, you know, that were voting for him. And, you know, he ran a good race. And Saccone, maybe he could learn something from Connor Lamb in terms of understanding, you know, the kind of principles and policies you should be supporting. You know, it's kind of like Hillary, like we said yesterday. It's like Hillary going to coal country and telling him she wants to get rid of coal. Doesn't get you invited to a lot of parties, just saying. Good to have you with us. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up after this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
going on. It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. All right, so your first kiss, Katy Perry. I know some people are kind of joking about it, and you know, but I'm thinking about this young guy, poor Benjamin Glaze. I mean, he's got to go back home. He's raised in a conservative family. I mean, it's not that, you know, his clothes are going to be at the front door, but I'm sure this is you know, this is a lesson, you know, that people can learn from and talk about in terms of you know, what his intent was. I mean, he wanted to have a relationship, and he probably came from a family that you know, that believe that, you know, you court girls, you don't date girls, you know, and I like the idea of courting as opposed to dating, you know, and some people feel like, well, you know, my son or daughter, you know, they got their heart broken. Why would they get their heart broken? You know, if you're dating, you're setting them up for heartbroken, being, you know, having their heart broken because it's some sort of rite of passage. Isn't there a better way, you know, making sure that you're not out there? I mean, this isn't like going out there test driving cars, you know, at the expense of your heart. Is there a smarter way in which to address this? Especially, I got to think today, and you know, I would not want to be a kid growing up. There's just too many options. There's too many things available here. And I know you're, oh, Martinez, you're just so conservative. I mean, I think about the kids. I think about what they're exposed to and the options that they have. I mean, the worst thing that could happen to us when I was in high school was that you were holding a girl's hand. If you were holding a girl, that was public show of affection. Remember that?
See, some, I do.
You remember that, Bradley?
That was very intense.
Did you have that? You had public show? I thought you were too young.
No, not for a while. It took me a while. I didn't really have a girlfriend for a while, but yeah, you see people doing that. That's a big
But that's
move.
A public show, huh?
Yeah,
and but I remember like a couple of years, I happened to go back to my high school, and I was in student government, and so I'm talking to my old, you know, one of the old instructors, and I say old, not old, but, you know, he was just one of my previous instructors, and great man. In fact, he was the mayor of a local town and whole deal, and we used to have like a little hut that we would sell, you know, candy and things, you know, during lunch hours and whatever. And they said they had to lock it up. And I go, what do you mean? And, you know, because what brought up the conversation was I happened to look in the annual, and they were showing pictures of, you know, guys and girls just laying on the grass and, like, on top of each other almost, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm thinking, whoa. I mean, this is like, well, we're talking early 70s here, all right?
Right.
So you have the sexual revolution going on, and, I mean, this, forget about public show of affection. I mean, it had gone over the top. I'm going, what is going on here? And so he tells me, he says, oh, yeah, that little, not the, you know, we used to sell stuff and give our, you know, the annuals out. You know, it was like a central meeting point and all that. And they had to lock it up because there were shenanigans going on. And, you know, even the baseball dugout. I go, the baseball dugout, not the baseball dugout, you know? That's a sacred place.
Sacred.
It is sacred, you know, for us ball players. You don't do that. You don't cry in baseball, and you don't, you know, you don't do the shenanigan stuff.
It's dirty in there anyway.
No, yeah, exactly. What are you thinking? It had gone crazy. I mean, hormones, I don't know what had happened. I don't know if they were spiking the school lunches or what is happening. But, you know, now today, forget it. You know, it's just the provocative nature of these young girls, the way they dress, you know, all this stuff that's going on. And, you know, in the context of this slapback on what's going on, you know, everything being hashtag and, you know, conversation being appropriate and people being violated, whether they're kissed when they don't want to be kissed or, you know, God only knows what else. and the media knows what else, because that seems to be reported in part. But, you know, all this stuff is shocking. But you go, wait a minute, you know, take a look at the kids today and what they're exposed to and how they're acting, you know, acting out. And it is extremely provocative, you know, from the music. You know, we were talking with a spokesperson from the Parents TV Council the other day, and, you know, pointing out all these things. You know, it's music. It's what's on TV. It's what's on the big screen. It's social media, all this context. And it's kind of like everybody wants to do something a little bit more and take another risk. I mean, we had there was something here recently where, what was it? A couple went into a mall, and the model's naked, and she's in a mall. You know, it's like, really? I mean, is there no dignity, or we just can't blush anymore? Anyway, all this stuff is part and parcel of the culture in which we live in today. And then, you know, then yesterday, we had all these kids, some teachers, some adults. I just have a hard time with this situation with the kids. I mean, I love it. They're being activated, but they need to be careful and keep an eye on what's going on, because what they run the risk of having done is having their issue being hijacked, and that's what I'm starting to see. There's a particular interest group that is kind of leading the way, and they're just they've got these kids ramped up. I mean, they love emotions, and they're just moving these kids around like chess pieces, and they're playing into it, into the whole sentiment of this whole gun situation. I mean, first of all, kids are kids. All right, let's keep it in perspective. They only know so much. And the question I had in watching all this is, where are the adults in the room? But, you know, you got kids who are really upset, and they think that they're empowered right now, and they're just letting it fly, you know, with little connection to intelligence. There are some, but you're not hearing from them. The mainstream media is avoiding those kids. They're just too mature, and they might see them as precocious or out of line with the mainstream of the kids. But these are kids that understand, and they get it, that it's a lot more complex than just being upset and, you know, trying to attack one group over another. You know, trying to attack, you know, the NRA. It's the NRA's fault, or it's, you know, it's even Donald Trump's fault. I mean, Donald Trump gets blamed for everything, but, you know, it's even Donald Trump's fault at this point in their eyes. But again, you got to remember, these are kids, okay? They need adults. They need adults in the room. But, you know, we have to allow them to get through this process. And, yeah, I think it's great that they're activated. But the challenge that reasonable people have here is, can these kids who are becoming activists, and I think it's awesome, can they be guided? Are they open to understand really what the system is? Because otherwise, they're going to go off, they're going to put all this emotion into it, and they're going to get greatly frustrated, you know, to understand how it works. I mean, this is what happened, you know, when I was growing up in the 60s and 50s and 60s, but particularly in the 60s, you know, Tom Hayden and, you know, Jane Fonda and the whole group, and they got all activated against the war in Vietnam, as you may recall, for those of you who were around. And what happened? You know, they realized that if there was going to be some change, they need to be within the system. I say, okay, good observation. The other thing is did they think in terms of a holistic and a a broader brush approach, as opposed to one that was ideological and fixed. You know, that's the challenge. You know, I welcome the excitement. I welcome their enthusiasm. And again, I put a caution out there for them that they not allow their movement to get hijacked. And it seems like it's already being hijacked right before our eyes. This is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
This is Dan Pillett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah.
15 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez, welcome back. Just the way you like us, fresh every day and independent, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, watching this video, Brad, of, this young man and Katy Perry. She kind of juked him a little bit, you know. It was like, here, you know, come here, kiss me on the cheek, and then she did the old switcheroo.
I was just gonna say the old switcheroo.
Right? Is that what? Yeah, hey, whole deal. And I'm thinking, hey, what happens at the next audition when some guy comes in and he goes, hey, Katy, come on over here, I haven't been kissed. I mean, does it work that way?
There's gonna be a line out the door.
I mean, does it work that way, or that's got to be a problem, right? I mean, you know, because it's okay right. for her to do it to him,
yeah.
but not the other way around.
Mm-mm.
Oh, hashtag that one, huh? Oh, well, we'll see. Well, yeah, I'm telling you. All right. Hey, again, as we were talking about, with the thousands of kids across the country, you know, which, again, I think is terrific. You're participating in your government. There's a government up for, by, we the people. Hey, march on. You know, get there. Just... Again, my prayer, my hope for you is that there'd be enough leadership within the group that your movement doesn't get hijacked by other people. I mean, you know, political forces. I mean, you can sit there and say, well, I'm apolitical. There's no such thing. I mean, it's just like saying you don't believe in gravity and you live and you walk in it, right? It's, you know, politics abounds. The challenge is, are you going to affect what it is that you want to affect? And do you have a good understanding of what's happening here? I want you to listen to this soundbite, and maybe you'll understand a little bit more of what I'm getting to. Here's Parkland's Hog, who says that this is this young man who's been getting, boy, a lot of 15 minutes of fame in one segment after another since the shooting. He says, we're not trying to fight against the Second Amendment or take your guns. Listen to this.
Joining us now, one of the Stoneman Douglas High School students who emerged as a vocal advocate for change on gun control issues after the shooting in Parkland, David Hogg. David, thanks for being with us. When you see the response from waves of high school students across the nation today, first of all, just what goes through your mind?
I think it really shows that change is coming, change is here, and change is here to stay. It shows that we have a national movement of young people, future voters, and the future of our country coming out and standing together with us, because we've allowed this to happen to us as children. We're not going to allow it to happen to our children and in our future.
What about, you know, you heard the concerns of some students in Littleton who were saying they don't want people to think that this is against the Second Amendment, and they don't want to sort of alienate, kids of families who do own guns and are, you know, go hunting and are supporters of the Second Amendment.
Exactly, and I'm one of those families. We have guns in my house. My dad's a retired FBI agent. There are multiple people in the Never Again movement that have guns in their house. And we are not trying to fight against the Second Amendment here. We're not trying to take your guns. We're trying to implement sensible gun legislation that prevents criminals, people that are mentally unstable, and people that just shouldn't have a gun in the first place from being able to get one. We're just trying to save our lives. We're not trying to take anyone's guns. And really quickly, I have a big announcement to make about the march. We're going to have four major independent women that are standing up and walking beside us, and those are Ariana Grande, Jennifer Hudson, Miley Cyrus, and Demi Lovato. And they're going to be standing there with us and marching with us, and they're just some of the few people that are really coming out and stepping up with us. And I think that's part of the huge support that we're starting to see. We're not only seeing students that are stepping up now, we're seeing young Americans and young adults that are standing up with us, and that's how we're going to see this change.
Joining us now, one of the Stoneman Douglas.
Well, of course, on Anderson Cooper, David Hogg, who has become the spokesperson, you know, for the movement, you know, amongst high school kids. Again, I think that if yesterday was about honoring the students that died and the victims that died at Parkland then, you know, I think that was missing a little bit. Because of, the way the sentiment had evolved into, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure that David Hogg is being, coached. And, he's gotten a little bit better in handling, you know, some of these things and addressing it. And it's got to be a tough deal. I mean, what is he, 18 years old? And he's thrust onto the national stage like this. And, you know, being the voice, I mean, he is the one that has been chosen to be the voice of this movement. And whether he realizes it or not, there's a lot of responsibility to this. And, you know, my hope is that he's really thinking about what he's saying, what he wants to accomplish here. And, you know, and to be careful about, again, having this movement hijacked in such a way, because I think that there can be a lot of good. I mean, look what happened yesterday. The House passed the School Safety Act, you know, which is going to go a long way. And really, this was something that should have happened a long time ago. I agree. And maybe the kids are all, you know, because of what they're doing, it's bringing this to light in such a way that, look at, the kids are demanding safety. Let's go ahead. So what does safety look like? I mean, safety looks like it looks a little bit different from a kid's point of view versus adults. And what was passed in the Senate, I mean, in the House of Representatives yesterday, is representative of this is what adults can do. This is how we're going to affect the situation and protect our children. And there's some good points in it. And I think it's a great start. And again, it's the start. And this is the thing that always concerns me about anything that is the government, is that you have a start to something, but it like anything, it evolves, you know, and there has to be leadership to kind of condition how this is implemented, how this goes about, and what they're going to learn. I mean, because what they're allowing now is they're going to allow for teachers to be trained. And I know when there was the first thought and idea that teachers would have guns in the classroom, people freaked out. It's like, wait a minute, you know, we're not talking a bunch of Barney Fife teachers with one bullet in the classroom, you know, waving their gun around, you know, and like as if they're not aware of what's going on. I mean, these would be well-trained people. I mean, you have teachers already in schools that have concealed carry permits. They are responsible gun owners. But we need to demonstrate a position of force, and we need to eradicate these soft targets. And that's what some of these kids are saying. I don't think David Hogg has said this, but another young man who gives a different perspective. But he's not on a lot of TV shows. But he was on the Hill yesterday and even met with Melania and the president and talked about this. And he's very, I'll tell you, this kid was, he said Dr. Pepper and Red Bull was keeping him. He had hardly any sleep. And, you know, he had really, boy, you talked about being activated and really, you know, on this deal. So there are so many moving parts to this whole process that there are going to be, you know, different perspectives on it, different priorities. And so the opportunity that we have here is getting these together. And now that the House of Representatives has passed a law here to empower and take away, I say empower the schools so that they're no longer soft targets. This is going to go a long way here. There's also accommodation for, you know, mental consideration. I think the other things that we're not talking about here, Brad, is what happens in school. You know, like if you look at a lot of these kids, another common thread here is bullying that's been taking place. And very little has been said about bullying on the campuses. And so this is, you know, everybody has responsibility here. The kids have their core responsibilities, adults, the teachers, the administration, and that's what needs to be considered, not to mention, you know, the police, because as we know, the Broward County Sheriff, who kind of likes the idea that some of the focus is off him these days, but that still needs to be looked at and scrutinized even further, because, boy, their lack of competency was really exposed. Conversation continues. Thank you for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Want to refresh your wardrobe and home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIENDS. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $29.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's Cash. A spring refresh for the family, Kohl's Cash for you. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Office valid March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, America. Well, it looks like, as we mentioned earlier, that a little bit of a miracle happened in the Pennsylvania 18. They're all but saying that the chacses of Chacon being able to come back and overcome this slight lead of, what, about 600 votes plus or minus by Connor Lamb is just about near impossible. About the only way that he could save it is if there is a recount that takes place. You know, a rather expensive seat, all things considered, when this district is going to vapor and no longer be. And by the 20th, both these candidates have to declare, you know, what district they're going to run for in, you know, the midterm. So it's like all these millions of dollars, you know, for this one seat and maybe for the Dems, a moral victory. I think it's one of those deals. It was going to be a moral victory, whether it was Republicans or Democrats. And I don't know if the Democrats, because they're so ideologically fixed, are going to see what Connor Lamb is doing. I mean, he is challenging the status quo even before he is seated in saying that he's not a Nancy Pelosi Democrat. Boy, I'm telling you, do you think he all of a sudden was resurrected from, you know, the blue dog Democrats, the Democrats of Kennedy, so we'll see how this plays out. At this point, at least Joe Manchin's got somebody else that he can talk to and have a reasonable conversation. But this is something that he has demonstrated to the rest of the party of what it takes to win if the Democrats are going to have a shot at it. So 23 seats away. Can you imagine 23 seats away from Nancy Pelosi having the gavel and being the Speaker of the House once again. I don't know about you, but that scares me. It scares me on many levels, only from the standpoint that, you know, if it was so good with the Democrats before, if they had done so many great things that we could look back and say, wow, you know, when it came to health care, they did an awesome job. You know, national security, look what they did for us in national security and how they took care of those problems in Benghazi, and they were so forthright about it. And, you know, there's no question exactly what happened in Benghazi, and it was all about that video, and they're exactly right in how they dealt with the Russians that, you know, boy, that President Obama and Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and even Chuck Schumer, they all put Vladimir Putin in his place, and he's behaving so well. And what about Kim Jong-un? Boy, they got a handle on that. And China, I mean, boy, you know, the Pacific is calm. There's calm waters out there. We're all getting together singing Kumbaya. You know, they just did a terrific job. And immigration, you know, domestically, you know, they got rid of this. There's no need for sanctuary cities now because of the Democrats. I mean, look what they've done. They've just, they've been so responsible in giving us great legislation that sanctuary cities are just, you know, they're one of those bad ideas of the past. And, you know, we can't even remember which Democrat or probably, you know, the way it'll be written is probably a doggone Republican that came up with those ideas. You know, and Walsh Mall, I mean, you know, gosh, you know, they took care of that. I mean, it's just an endless list of just insanity that was delivered to us, you know, by the Democrats. So what do you do now? So anyway, I want to talk with we got Ken Cuccinelli on. Ken, you know him as the 46th Attorney General of Virginia from 2010 to 2014. If it had been up to me, he'd have been the governor of Virginia, but that's another story, and he and I have discussed that before. And, you know, it may happen yet for Virginia because he is such a quality individual today. He is with Freedom Works. He's the director of the Regulatory Action Center. Ken Cuccinelli, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, good to be back with you.
Hey, let's talk about EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, who recently released the review of his agency's past year. Quite stellar, huh?
Oh, it is. And it's, I mean, part of the measure of success is just what a long document it is. I mean, he has done an amazing amount in 1 year. And, you know, I knew him back when he was an attorney general suing the EPA. And he has taken, to his credit, a lot of people don't do this, he's taken a very consistent view into his role in Washington. He's essentially implemented the exact things he said he believed when he was the Oklahoma Attorney General. And, you know, there are a lot of people that go to Washington and suddenly think Washington knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott has not fallen into that trap. He has been the leader in the Trump administration in the deregulatory efforts that the president likes to tout so much. And with good cause, it is, I believe, the greatest catalyst to more economic activity, more success, more people working and so forth than anything else they've done. Everybody, especially Republicans, like to talk about taxes, but the tax bill has barely kicked in.
Right.
The deregulatory effort's been going on for a year and some. And look, it isn't just because he's in the Trump administration. There are others like Acosta, Secretary Acosta in the Department of Labor. Their accomplishment document is about 4 pages long, not the tome that came out of the EPA.
Right, right.
You know, 30 or 40 pages because they've done so much there. So he's been an all-star in an administration that itself is dedicated to deregulation, and he's done it in the most high-pressure agency of them all for regulation, EPA.
Well, the EPA had been running amok in the previous administration.
Yeah.
It had so handcuffed everybody, and there was no doubt. I mean, between Obamacare, the EPA, and these other restrictions and regulations that had been in place, it really it had a grave effect on the production level and really restricted the growth in the GDP of our country. Did it not, Ken?
Oh, absolutely. You know, for years, especially since I became Attorney General, I have emphasize that exact point, is that there's so much talk about taxes and everything else, but the quickest way to kickstart the economy is to smother the regulatory effort. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what the Trump administration set about doing. It's why in the second full quarter of the president being in office, he broke 3% GDP growth. He did it again in his third quarter, which was the fourth quarter of last year. We don't yet know this quarter's performance. But look, that's all confidence that the regulatory juggernaut has come to a halt. And I used to call the EPA the Employment Prevention Agency. Well, Scott has changed that. Scott Pruitt has changed that. He has made the EPA a partner with states. Again, he kept his perspective from the state when he came in, and he's made EPA a partner instead of a dictator, and has started to listen across the spectrum to input and to give you an example, EPA recently held a town hall meeting in San Francisco. Now, you'd expect the Obama folks would love to go to San Francisco. It's you know, it's a love fest.
Yes, right, exactly.
But if you're Scott Pruitt's EPA, that's walking into the den of your political opposition, and yet he's listening there too. Right. And that's to his credit. He has done what the prior administration simply refused to do to start off with, and that's listen.
Yeah.
And it's made a big difference.
The president initially said for every new regulation, two had to be canceled. And leading the charge, as you said, has been Scott Pruitt, because now we're at, for every new one, 22 regulations are getting canceled. So that is great news, and that is unleashing a lot of productivity over this country.
Enormous amounts. For the first time ever, the dollar impact of regulations in the last year was essentially negative. You know, we're used to counting it as more burden, more burden. Well, for the first time ever, including under Republican presidents, the burden went down. And so the result you just described is exactly what's happening, is it's unleashing the entrepreneurial spirit of the United States of America, which has frankly been pent up for a while because, as the last president told us, you didn't build this.
Right?
I mean, talk about a lack of respect for taking risks and for growing the economy. That's been a sea change between the Obama administration, Trump administration, and nowhere is that more evident than in Scott Pruitt's EPA.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon offers customers participating in select government assistance programs the benefits of Prime for $5.99 per month. This now includes qualifying recipients of Medicaid. Prime members will receive unlimited, fast, free shipping on more than 100 million items. Prime Video, Prime Music, Prime Reading, Prime Photos, and more, with the ability to cancel any time. To qualify, customers need a valid EBT or Medicaid card. Pia Arthur, Amazon spokesperson.
We know when people try Prime, they love it. We designed this membership option for customers receiving government assistance to help them access the best of Amazon. To get started, customers will need a valid Medicaid card or electronic benefits transfer card. Customers who join Prime save money and time through our low prices, unlimited premium video and music, as well as our convenient delivery.
For more information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit amazon.com/qualify.
Want to refresh your wardrobe and home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIENDS. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $299.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's Cash. A spring refresh for the family, Kohl's Cash for you. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Don't mess with me. No, 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 no. Don't mess with me.
I'm just in that kind of mood. I'm telling you, you know, sometimes you got to have a little bit of attitude. Tina Marie Griffin joins us now at 14 minutes before the top. See, Tina, sometimes there's some things about the show you just can't control. You know, these guys just like to have fun with you.
Hey, it keeps it spicy and upbeat. I'm all for that.
Hey, I'm with you. Tina's a former Hollywood actress. We had a chance to meet in Nashville a couple of weeks ago, and boy, it was just such a pleasure to talk about all the projects that she's been involved in. As they say, a former Hollywood actress, she could still act. I mean, I always love those things about a former anything, because you'd be ready to, you know, be unformer tomorrow, wouldn't you? Even right now, as a matter of fact.
Former Hollywood actress and future Christian actress is what I'm after. I would love to get into film and TV again, just positive options out there versus asking me to dance in a 4-inch long skirt on the beach in a bikini and promoting the wrong message. So I'm hopefully going to be a future actress and something positive here.
Well, exactly. Well, I definitely believe it's in your future, because I know that you wouldn't do a Katy Perry thing like what she did on American Idol to that young man. Did you see that video? Did you happen to catch that?
Yes, and I'm telling you what, with Katy Perry, she started out singing gospel music about 20 years ago, but we just got to pray for this woman and hope she gets on the right track fast, because too many kids are following her her demise.
Well, Tina is known as now the culture counterculture mom. I mean, she's got apps. She's she writes. She is right there in the middle of the thunderstorm of the culture, and really helping parents and kids, dare I say, as well, and, you know, to navigate through this culture. You know, we were just talking about it earlier, Tina, especially in light of, you know, yesterday we had thousands of kids across the country walking out of their classrooms, and I have been warning from day one they needed to be careful about having this movement hijacked. And it seems that that's starting to be the case, that we might be missing the point here. We've got a lot of positive energy, but it's being directed by people that are so politically focused that it may
it may end up frustrating these young kids, and I'm sorry for the for them being affected that way, and what it looks like the trajectory is, number one. Number two, I want to say don't get discouraged, because your activism is important. This is a government of, for, by, we the people. Your voice needs to be heard. That's it. But the third thing is there needs to be adults in the room. And you and I talked about this in Nashville, is that you just can't turn it all over to the kids and expect them to make the right decisions and let the, you know, and not have adult supervision.
I couldn't agree more. And see, I come from the aspect of living in Hollywood for a decade and working in film and TV. The guns are not the problem, and these kids are being brainwashed by an agenda of strip the guns out of the Americans' hands. And here's what's funny is primarily the liberals, if they don't want guns in our hands, if they're being held up in a store, in a parking lot with a gun to their head, are they going to wish we had a gun in ours to help them out or not?
Yes.
Guns aren't the issue. And I can guarantee you, Bill, that if kids would see less graphic, violent content. Now, was Nicholas Cruz, did he have mental issues? Yeah, probably. But I can guarantee you that the entertainment and the information going into his brain was more violent than not. And it'll be interesting the upcoming weeks to see what he was engaged in regarding entertainment, because so many school shooters have admitted. I've talked to school shooters that are now behind bars for life. Jamie Rouse is one of the largest, most well-known school shooters. Oh, 20 years ago, shot and killed a teacher and a classmate, and I met him in prison, and he said, Tina, I played violent video games, and I watched Natural Born Killers for over 40 times, and it made killing seem fun. So when I was bullied, I pulled the trigger instead of getting help and having counseling and solving the bully problem.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's one thing that we said this morning that is being underreported, and that is the bullying element to all this. How often were these kids bullied? And so, you see, I see this as being so comprehensive that, yes, the kids need to be activated. They need to understand what their role and responsibility is for school safety. Adults need to. The sheriff in Broward County, they dropped the ball many times. There were reports to the government and to law enforcement. I mean, did you know that this kid put a gun to his mother's head and he flat-out slugged her? I mean, this kid had issues. I mean, there were so many warning signs of this kid's behavior and him being unhinged that, I mean, it's embarrassing to think of how we overlooked it and the cost of overlooking it. You know, we say, see something, say something. Well, you know, we need to add that third element. You see something, you say something, you do something, okay? There's
got to be
activity, right? Right?
I couldn't agree more, absolutely couldn't agree more, and I have been saying for the last 15 years speaking, doing this Hollywood Exposed show around the globe, I've even had interpreters in different countries, if we don't lower the amount of violence in what our kids are seeing, this is just the beginnings of what's to come. Not that I'm a Debbie Downer here, and I'm a very positive person, but I know that this is a key thing we can do right now to get the violence out of our TV shows, out of the movies, and out of our video games, so our kids aren't being conditioned to kill, because that's exactly what they tell me when I'm in school assemblies. They love playing it because they love killing people, and they don't see it like we did when, you know, video games back in the 80s, we played Pac-Man, Frogger, and Donkey Kong, and if we did kill some a thing in the sky, it was a duck.
Yes.
So, you know, for hunting purposes. But today, when you have body parts used as weapons and pole dancing, strip clubs, oral sex, all of that, we wonder why our kids are having premarital sex, getting STDs, having kids at 13 years old, and killing people. And it really is what we feed them. And, you know, the cool thing is, Bill, the good news is we as parents can control what goes into our children's minds. We have the power in our hands to decide what our kids are being raised on. Is it worth? Yes, but it's so worth it so our kid doesn't become the next school shooter or victim of the next school shooter.
Exactly. Well, it is so pervasive, Tina. I mean, you're a mother of four boys, right?
I have two boys and two girls, nine and under.
Oh, tell the girls, pardon me, I miscalculated, so yes, two and two. But, you know, you've got a young family, and there's nothing like having children, but for parents, we don't want you to give up either, to know that there are people coming alongside that are helping you and seeing this problem, but it takes courage. You cannot waffle under this because, you know, because they're going to come in and say, why are you telling me, you know, Johnny next door, his parents, they let him do this, you know, why are you stopping me from being able to see that movie and that sort of thing? And when they go to school, all these kids are talking about it, and of course everybody wants to be in the flow of the know and be cool and part of the in crowd, and you know, and that's going to take some courage and conviction of your beliefs and understanding that what goes into your child's mind is going to be acted out, right?
That's exactly it. And the cool thing is, it's cool to know the truth. Kids don't like to be deceived. So the parents tuning in right now, I have a very quick tip for you guys. If your kids are saying, hey, Johnny across the street, let me play this, I have a video gallery on my website, counterculturemom.com. Check out the video gallery. These are celebrities admitting they could care less about their fans. They're in it for the cash. They shelter their own kids from their own entertainment. Eminem for two decades has said he's rewritten the lyrics for his own kids to listen to. And if you look at that and your kids watch it, they become angry, which is awesome. And then I've had many people sending me CD smashing pictures, video game smashing pictures from their backyard, as extreme it is. But the kids get to the point where, hey, if celebrities are sheltering their kids, I want to have the best environment for myself. And if they see the consequences that today's entertainment is not showing the kids when they glamorize this, teens jumping in bed or the violence, if they see the consequences of this and see the truth of coming from celebrities' own lips, so many kids are on fire. They've emailed me. They've called me saying, I am out there as an FBI agent for God, warning people about what the truth really is with these celebrities. And they become on fire for the right side, fighting a battle and developing their true identity and not becoming a product of Hollywood's entertainment industry, which is what's really exciting. And then it takes the battle away from the parent between the kid, but they both see this content together. And then they have to decide, do I want to continue living a lie and being led astray by these celebs, or do I want to pray for the celebrities? I even have kids that send Bibles to their fan clubs, whatever celebrities are following, and encourage them. So there's so much we can do. And like my 9-year-old son, Jake, has been telling the kids down my street in our subdivision here about Beyonce, and we have to pray for her because she has admitted that she is demon-possessed and has Sasha Fierce living in her, and it's not her on stage. That's the tip of the iceberg. All to say our kids want a reason to be alive and have a vision and purpose. And when they see the truth, they then realize, where should I go from here? I've been deceived. Now what is the truth? And that leads them over to Christ and who he's called them to be. And it's so exciting seeing our kids wake up today.
Well, the question is, do you want to be a force for good or a force for evil? I mean, this
That's
is the choice,
exactly
right? You're going to choose life, choose death. I mean, it's still the ancient question that lies before humanity. And here we are in the midst of the fulfillment. I mean, you reap what you sow. What we're realizing right now is what's been sown for decades. And as you say, Tina, I mean, I was watching some of the videos that you were doing in these in these schools where you're showing what, you know, the truth of the celebrities that they follow, just to your point. And these kids are shocked. They just cannot believe it. So once again, the truth is a powerful thing, right?
It totally is. And I have some tips to help parents.
Okay, we've got only about 30 seconds left. And I want you to tell everybody about the media guide, because you got that done, and how they can be in touch with you.
Yes, you definitely have to download the brand new, newly launched Counterculture Mom app. It's available for any smartphone you got in your hand. It gives you pop culture alert notifications, so the power is back in the parents' hands. I have a speak up section, which is fantastic. You've seen some trash out in the street regarding media. You send me the information, and I will make sure that it gets out to the rest of the parents. The media guide you can get right now by texting the word media guide, no spaces, to the number 44222. And I compiled a 4-page PDF that has amazing content.
We're all out of time.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back.
or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A big